that good song. I'm going to be reading from 2 Kings this morning, if you want to be turning there, the fourth chapter of 2 Kings. While you're turning there, I forgot to mention Kaya in prayer. She goes this week to see the surgeon about her fractured ankle or foot, whichever one it is. And hopefully things will be fine. If not, we'll be praying for her for whatever the next step is. So let's remember that. And also, I want to welcome a first attender. Hope is here for the first time. And we're glad to see Cameron and Heather back with Hope for the first time. And, you know, Harper, we're glad you're here too. But she was here this morning for Sunday school, so we've already chatted. But this is Hope's first time being in service with us. So we welcome her. And if there's anybody else here for the first time, we welcome you to our service as well. 2 Kings chapter 4 is where I want to take my reading. Again, I'm thankful for each one that's gathered with us today. And I might make mention, some of you look like you're pretty cramped in there pretty good. And the first five rows up here, I mean, there's plenty of room, lots of room in these first five. So if anybody's feeling just a little bit cramped, it won't bother me if you get up and move. But if you're good, you're good. But anyway, 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Now there cried a certain women of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me what thou hast in the house. And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, and even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that he said unto her, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil. Pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. So I'm going to stop with those verses. That's the first seven verses from 2 Kings chapter 4. I want to take a text verse from Proverbs chapter 31. And in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 28, I would encourage you to go and read the entire chapter. It's always good, and it's always appropriate at this time of the year. But I want to focus on verse 28 as my text verse. And verse 28 said, Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. The title of my message or my thought today, I'm taking it from a song that we oftentimes sing here. And I'm titling my message, Little is Much When God is in It. Little is Much When God is in It. We've already expressed today that today is Mother's Day. And mothers, you are special. And not just this one day, this is a day that we nationally recognize it, but our mothers, they are special each and every single day. And God has placed a love, and God has placed an instinct within you for motherhood. And I love my children, and But I have to be honest with you and tell you that Dawn has always had more patience with them than I have. And when the kids were sick and they barfed all over the house, it wasn't me that cleaned up after them. It was their mother that cleaned up after them. And when they fell down and hurt and had a boo-boo, Mom was the one that coddled them and kissed it and made it all better. And I guess what I'm trying to say, A mother's nurture is different from that of a father in many ways. And to the dads that are here today, no offense. I know that we love our children and, you know, we hug on them and we do things. But I guess what I'm just trying to say is there is a difference. There is a difference. And as I'll say in a minute, God made it that way. My desire this morning is to maybe just try to encourage our moms. I tried to get around to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you, but some of you came in after I got back up here, and I wish you a Happy Mother's Day as well. But my desire this morning is to encourage you. I want to lift you up a little bit this morning, perhaps say something that might help you in your motherly role. And, you know, when I think about mothers today, they have so many responsibilities. So many responsibilities. Many of you work outside the home. You do so with purpose. The purpose is to help the family out financially. You do so that you can provide better with the family, along with your husbands, if that's the case. And then after you get done doing that, putting in those 10-hour days, then you have to come home. And then there are responsibilities inside the home, and many of you have responsibilities outside in the yard, in the garden, or whatever it is that has to be done. And then you don't have just the chores, but as I thought about it this week, I thought about how, you know, you're also there to meet the needs of your family, those that are physical, those that are emotional, those that are spiritual. Those are all things that you do, and I couldn't name all of a mother's responsibilities if I tried, because I just don't know what they are. How do they do it all? I mean, that's the real question. How do they do it all? And do we really even appreciate what it is that they do? And do we show our appreciation for them? But I believe this morning the reason that you mothers do it is because you do love your families. And I believe the reason you do it is because God gives you the help that you need to be able to accomplish the things that you have before you. I think the Bible tells us that motherhood was the first commandment that God gave to Eve in the garden. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse 27, we find God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. So I believe that motherhood was instituted by God along with being Adam's helpmeet. Or in other words, she was there to help him, to aid him, and to be his companion. And my reading this morning, it shows us the added responsibility of not only motherhood, but in this particular case, widowhood. And I believe the same applies today. We're living in a time where there's a lot of single mothers. And a lot of single mothers are also, I believe, can benefit from the Word of God. And there is an increased load when the husband is gone for whatever reason that it might be, whether because of death or because of some other reason. We see this with this mother. We see this with this widow before us in my reading this morning. This widow, this mother, she was in trouble, and she was in need. And the first verse told us that her husband was dead. And we don't know a lot about her husband, other than that the scripture says that he was a prophet, or we'd say a preacher today. So her life was a life of sacrifice and struggle, even before he died, because of what he did. But the Bible did tell us that he was a man of faith, and he was serving under Elisha. And you have to feel for this woman. When you look at her circumstance here, this mother was having to deal with two problems at once. And the first thing she was dealing with was his death. She was dealing with the loss of her husband. She was dealing with all of the things that she was having to now deal with because he was gone. And then she was dealing with the heavy debt that was left to him. He was no longer providing, and they were left with heavy debt. And the Bible tells us here that instead of, you know, when a person had a debt like that, there was a cost to it. And instead of the husband and the wife working all those things out together, she was left to do it on her own. And I imagine in my mind the burden this woman, this mother was carrying for her needs and for the needs of her son. And the scripture, as we read, said, "And the creditor was come to take unto him her two sons to be bondsmen, to be slaves." You know, in that day, that was common. Poor people in debt, they could pay their debt by selling themselves or their children as slaves. And God ordered the creditors to not take advantage of people who were in need. And I'm not going to turn over to read it, but sometime you can go to Deuteronomy chapter 15 and it'll explain those practices a little bit more clear for you. But the problem was the creditor, he was not acting in the spirit of God's law. He wasn't acting in the way that God intended it. So this widow, she went quickly to seek some wisdom. She was looking for some help from God. And the scripture tells us that this mother knew where to go for help. And to those mothers that are gathered here amongst us today, I pray that you know where to go when your family is in need. I pray that you know where to go when you're challenged or when you're struggling with the cares of this life and trying to figure out how to get things done and accomplished. This woman, she went to Elijah for counsel. Now, the Bible doesn't give us a whole lot of detail about the conversation that took place between her and between Elisha. But one of the things that we do know, and you can be sure of, is that she told him, "We're broke." She told him, "We don't have any money." She told him, we don't have any food." And she told him that the creditor wanted to keep her boys and enslave them to pay the debt. Elijah showed compassion, and he showed the power of God to intervene and help in her need. This mother found the answer to her need, and it was right inside her home. Elisha, considering her problem, he said, "What shall I do for thee?" She told him all of these things. He says, "What do you want me to do?" And then he asked her the question. He said, "What hast thou in thy house?" That's a good question, I think, for all mothers to consider. What do you have in your house? Do you have a husband who loves you? Do you have enough food for today? Do you got enough money to buy groceries next week? If you do, you need to see just how blessed you are, because there's a lot of people in this life today that don't have those blessings. This mother had none of these things. And her sad reply was, "Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save or except a pot of oil." Mothers and others that are gathered here today, we focus on what we don't have instead of what we do have many times. And, you know, the thing about a negative attitude, it usually leads to being miserable. It usually leads to being unhappy. And instead of seeing what we don't have, we need to start thinking about what it is that we do have. And, if we don't, then we start looking at what other people have. We say, "Oh, look at their house, how nice their house. Their house is way nicer than my house. Look at what they're driving. I don't have a car as nice as the car that they're driving. And look at the clothes that they're wearing. I don't have the clothes that they're wearing." And all of a sudden we start thinking, "Oh, I'm so deprived, poor me." And I think sometimes this mother said, she said, "I don't have anything in the house save a little pot of oil." Little did she know, but this was to be the means for the turning point in her life. This was to be the means to solve all of the problems that she had by putting her faith and by putting her trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mothers, I get the challenges. I get the struggles that you may be facing. But I wonder, how long has it been since you stopped to, as we sang, count your blessings? How long has it been? You know, sometimes that's all it takes for us to rediscover our blessings and to be able to see just how good God has been to us when we stop and we think about those things. This mother found out that the possibilities, they are unlimited when you allow God to use what you have. And she listened to what Elisha had to say. She obeyed the message that he gave to her, and she did it by faith. You know, that's one of the things that we have to understand, how important faith is in our life. When we have faith, it means that we truly believe in what's going to happen, that's going to be taken care of. This woman here, as Elisha told her what to do, she had to have faith that what he said to do was going to solve her problems. And in also working to solve her problems, she didn't do it on her own. She put her sons to work. She enlisted them in what the prophet had, Elisha had said unto them, and she sent them all out, and they went out borrowing. The scripture said, Elisha told them to borrow vessels, borrow pots, borrow containers from all of your neighbors, empty vessels, bring them empty. And then he said, borrow not a few. Well, so what he was saying is, get as many as you can, bring as many as you can, and bring them back into the house. They got the vessels, and they did as he said. He said, get behind closed doors and close the doors behind you. You ever wonder why that was what was said? You know, why didn't they just line them all up in the yard and do what he said out in the yard? And I think the reason was is because, listen, what transpired here, it was a miracle. It was a miracle from God. And I believe the reason why the Lord told her to do it inside and to shut the doors was so that she would not attract any attention to herself, but that God would get all the honor and the glory for what was about to take place. He alone was to be the one that was to be praised. Just imagine for a moment the faith that this must have taken. To take a little bit of oil. You know, she had a pot of oil. You can imagine in your own mind what it is. You know, maybe it was just a jar about this big. I don't know. Maybe it was a pot. Maybe it was a pot, maybe this big. I don't know how big the pot was that she had. But she was to take that, that little bit that she had in that small pot or that small jar, and she was to begin pouring it into all of the vessels that she and her boys had gathered up. And she did so believing what God said to do. That if this was the jar or if this was the pot, you get a visual of their house being filled with all of these vessels and all of these pots. And she was instructed to take her little pot and to pour it into the other vessels until they were full, and then move on to the next one and pour it in until it was full. And that's exactly what this woman of faith, this poor, destitute widow and mother did. She obeyed the prophet. She trusted the Lord to multiply the oil enough to fill all the containers that she had borrowed, all the containers that she had gathered. And I don't know, I visualize these things, and I know, in my mind, I think how I would have reacted, you know, as this process was taking place. No doubt she was in awe. No doubt her sons were in awe as each pot was filled. I imagine if it was me and I filled up several pots that were bigger than the pot that I had, I'd be looking inside that thing and saying, where is all this coming from? And they were to continue to do that throughout the whole process. And Elisha had told her after she had completed the last pot, she never ran out. She still had oil in the pot that she started with. But they had all of these other vessels filled with the oil. And Elijah told her, he said, go and sell the oil, even to pay off the debts, to save her sons from enslavement. And not only would she have enough to pay off the debt, but she would have enough to be able to meet the living expenses. She would have enough to meet the needs that they have for food because of what transpired. And I believe that she had enough for the rest of their days, not just for a week or two. I believe they had enough for the rest of their days. The Lord met this mother's needs because of her faith. And listen, mothers, we still serve the same God today. He's still meeting the needs. He's still asking, what would you have me to do? Still asking, what do you have in your house? This was nothing short of a miracle. There is nothing. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is the scripture says it, and this is an example that proves it, that there is nothing that is too hard for God. This was not a one-time miracle. We serve a great God. As you turn the pages of God's word, there's example after example where God used what people had to meet their needs. I think about the time when Jesus was on the mountain with his disciples, and there were some 5,000 plus people gathered together there. And it came time for dinner. It was time to eat. And Jesus said, "What do we have?" And they said, "Well, all we got is this little boy who's got his lunch, and he's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And you know what? That was enough. That's another thing that's a miracle. Can you imagine those thoughts of those disciples as they kept filling, the baskets kept getting filling and filling, and that 5 loaves and 2 fishes fed 5,000 or more people. And there was more than enough left, right? What'd they gather up afterwards? How many baskets? 12 baskets of food was left over after feeding all of those people. I mean, that's amazing. It's not amazing, it's a miracle. It's what God can do. I thought about Moses. And I thought about our mother here. And he said, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "What do you have?" Moses faced many things with the children of Israel. God used him, but he used what he had. What did he have? He had a rod. Turn the water to blood. The scripture tells us that he used the rod and struck the stone, and it brought water, clean water, for all the children of Israel. He parted the Red Sea. He used what he had. He used what God blessed him with to be able to accomplish what needed to be accomplished. I think about David, and I think about David and Goliath. None of the soldiers of Israel wanted to go against Goliath. It's a great story. Goliath said, "You know what? There is no need for us to suffer great losses on both sides. It'll just be a bloodbath." He says, "We'll choose one. You choose one." He says, "I'm going to be the warrior for us. You choose a warrior. Come out and face me. Whoever the victor is, the other will serve the other." Well, nobody from Israel was moving too quick, were they? They weren't responding, and Goliath would come out and say, "Here I am." And David, the little shepherd boy, he comes along, and he's looking at it and saying, "What's the deal here?" He says, "Is there not a cause?" He knew what God had done in his life, and he said, "I'll go up against Goliath." The king said, "Hey, come here." I'm paraphrasing, of course. But the king said, "Come here." And he put all of his armor on him. And I'm a visualizer. And I'm picturing David, you've seen somebody with a coat that's too big for him, you know, and it's just hanging on him. I picture David that way. He's got all this armor on him. He can barely walk, can hardly lift the sword. And he finally has to say, "I can't use this stuff." And the Lord says, "Use what you have, David. Use what you have." And he broke out his sling, and I believe it was 5 smooth stones. And he slew the giant, and God performed another miracle there. Remember the title of my message, "Little is Much When God Is In It." It's important for us to understand the importance of having God in our lives. It's important for us to know what the benefit of being a child of God is and being able to face whatever we face, knowing that we have the Lord with us. Mothers, whatever your situation is, remember God is enough. Whatever you have is enough for God to use. Isaiah said, "What hast thou in thy house? What hast thou in the house?" Our God has limitless resources. I oftentimes think in my own life, and maybe it's that way for you too, that the only limit is in us. That's where the limit is. At times, our asking, our thinking, our praying is too small. It's too small. Our expectations sometimes are too limited. Our faith at times is just too weak. Mothers, again, whatever your situation is that you find yourself in, I hope that the message today, this mother, will come into your remembrance. How that she knew where to go to seek help. And the help that she found and the faith and the work that it required and how that her need was met. The Lord loves you just as much as He loved her. Your needs can be met as well. Before I close, I want to talk about my text verse for just a moment. The text verse was about a woman who we oftentimes refer to as a virtuous woman. In other words, this was a woman who was good. This was a woman who was righteous. This was a woman who was moral. And this is a woman who was honest. And that 28th verse again said, "Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her." You know, the virtuous woman's children, they wanted the world to know just how precious that their mother was to them. And she was the force behind whatever success that they achieved. And they wanted to honor her. And you can go back and read that 31st chapter, and you can see all the things that she was committed to doing. How that she got up early and made sure that her family was fed. She stayed up late by candlelight, making sure their needs were met. She was one that provided sewing and made clothes and sold them. And she just did all kinds of things to provide for her family. And they wanted to honor her. I think it is sad today that many boys and girls are disrespectful toward their parents. And sometimes the blame rests on them. I'm talking about not the children. I'm talking about the blame sometimes rests on mothers and fathers. They didn't train up their child in the way it should go so that when it was old, it would not depart from it. They didn't teach their child the commandment that says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that their days may be long upon the earth." I can tell you this morning, I am so thankful that I had parents that did. I know that everybody grows up in different homes and different environments. And if you didn't have that blessing, but you have that now in your home, God bless you. Because we don't have to stay in a situation like we grew up in. We can change things. But I was blessed to live in a home where I appreciated my mom and dad. And I didn't always appreciate it, I'll just be honest with you. You know, when I was younger, I mean, you know, Braylon's age and others, I didn't really appreciate, not picking on you, Braylon, I'm just saying, that age, I didn't appreciate it like I appreciated it later in life. As I got more mature, and as I got married myself and I started having children of my own, I was more thankful for the godly parents that God had blessed me, who loved me enough to teach me about Jesus and teach me about the importance of having faith in my life. As we said last Wednesday, I think it first begins in the home. That's where it starts. And then that's where we get the foundation. And then the church solidifies what we're teaching them at home about the Lord, and then they learn it in Sunday school and church, and that's why it's so important for them to have that. My mother, she's up here. I'll let you try to find her. It's not the one I bring every other year. I brought different ones this year just to make it interesting. But my mom has been gone 33 years now, and I miss her. And I think about her often, and especially on a day like today. I think about you, Brother Danny, losing your mom on Mother's Day. That's even harder than just losing your mom, but to lose them on Mother's Day. So I pray for you, brother. I know that's hard. But I'm thankful for the memories that I have. And if she were here today, I would not hesitate for one moment to tell her that I love her. I wouldn't hesitate one moment to honor her this Mother's Day for the love and the instruction that she gave toward me. If your mother is still alive, if your mother is even here with you today, you are blessed, and you should do so. Tell them while you have opportunity. Our bulletin today said, give a hug. Give a hug. I would give anything if I could put my arms around my mom today and say, Mom, I love you, and thank you. But I will one day. One day again, we'll be reunited one day after a while, but I find peace and I find solace in this life, even in her absence, that I've missed her for so many years of my life. She made a huge impact on my life. I am in part today the man that I am because of who she raised me to be, and I will be forever grateful for that. Kids today that are gathered with us of all ages, some of you may be as old as I am, but you're still a kid, and your mom may still be with you, and you may be blessed to have her today. There's nothing more precious, I don't think, to a mother than the sound of her children's voices thanking her and lifting her up or praising her for her sacrifice for them. Mothers sacrifice, kids. They'll make sure that you got food, you got clothes, you got everything you need before they'll get something for themselves. That's a sacrifice. And we need to recognize their sacrifices and show them respect and love. And again, the title of my sermon is Little as Much When God is in It. Mothers, and it really applies to all of us, may you always look to and trust the Lord for all the help that you need. You can depend on Him. You can depend on Him. He'll never let you down. He'll always be there and help you. Know that your families need you. Know that your families love you for all that you do. And also know that this pastor prays for you. I pray for you that the Lord will be able to help you with all the things that you have to contend with. I know sometimes the plate can get overfilled and it can be overflowing and it can be very challenging. But I pray for you. And I hope in some way that this Mother's Day, that you receive the honor that you deserve. I pray today that through the sermon and through the things that your family does for you today, that it encourages you. I pray that it lifts you up and causes you to experience some gladness in your heart today. And that's my message. I thought about in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30, and I'll close with this. It said, a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. A woman that feareth or reverence the Lord, she shall be praised. And if your mother was that mother, she should be praised. Any word of testimony on anyone's heart before we bring our service to a close this morning? Any word at all? Brother Will, if you'd come forward, I'd like to have a song this morning.